Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks. Been doing radio and now podcast since March of 1997, and before that, I was an educator for some network marketing companies explaining how the nutritional products work. Before that, I was the inventor and one of the owners of the Hydratone company that I invented a series of exercise equipment. I guess if you count my worldwide patents, I have 33 patents, 11 domestic USA patents. So I've been at this for many, many years, and been studying nutrition since, I started studying actually when I was about 14 years old. Not in a real formal way, but I was very much into weightlifting at that age, and so all the magazines had a lot of articles on nutrition, and started reading it. The information was pretty weak back then, but there was some good information too. So, been doing this for many, many years, and picked a PhD in nutrition, a master's in sports science, and I picked up the PhD so I could dive deep into what we're doing here. Even though when I started radio back in 97, I thought I had quite a bit of knowledge, I still needed more to do this right. And I'm going to talk to you today about one of the most serious subjects I can talk to you about, and that is high blood pressure and its relationship to heart disease, stroke, blindness, loss of kidney function, and even affects your ability to enjoy yourself. And I mean in the way of in the bedroom. Men lose ability to perform in the bedroom, and women do too. High blood pressure, though, is much more concerning than just that. In fact, I'm going to have a series of shows here where Roger Hill is interviewing some people, and they had great results with the nutrients that you find in the Restore product, the Ultramida Restore 3.0. I call it Restore 44 because there's 44 different things in there. And we've known for years that olive oil, if it's a real high quality of olive oil, a certain kind, and olive leaf, very good for the flexibility of the blood vessels and helps. And also good because olive leaf has an antifungal, an antibacterial, which can be the reason that the inflammation is going on inside the blood vessels. And then we have black seed oil. And black seed is amazing on its effects because it actually has an ingredient that's very similar to CoQ10 that brings more oxygen to the heart, more energy to the mitochondria of the cells that pump the muscle of the heart. And then it has all these different antioxidants. And another thing it has in there is adaptogens. Adaptogens, the Russians found years ago, they used for their athletes because it allowed them to train at a higher level. Because training at a very high level is very stressful to the body. And if the body doesn't recover, you start losing ground instead of gaining ground. So things like ashwagandha, cordyceps, and different things they found really helped keep the adrenal healthy and soothed it. Now, why that's important is your adrenal gland sits right on top of your kidney. So you have two little adrenal glands. And when they get stressed, they cause your blood vessels to tighten up. They also tell the kidneys to retain sodium. So now you have too much fluid in your blood vessels, the same time you're constricting your blood vessels. And then you start creating damage. The capillaries are so small that the red blood cells have to fold to move through the capillaries. Well, when the pressure is high in there and you start destroying them, you start destroying the capillaries that feed into the kidneys, into the back of the eye, throughout the body. The arteries don't give out. The arteries pump the blood out, and then it goes, then it spreads down into the capillaries. And it's the capillaries that deliver oxygen and nutrients and pick up the toxins. The lymph system picks up most of the toxins. But all this can cause problems. Now, heart disease, and there are times you catch an infection, you may have a genetic problem, but generally speaking, heart disease is a preventable disease that we shouldn't have, not close to what we have. About 640,000 people in the United States die every year of heart disease, and another 180,000 of stroke. I consider stroke part of heart disease. So we're talking about 800,000 people a year die And now we're not talking about people that live and are miserable. We're just talking about the people that die. So it's a plague like no other, and it doesn't go away by taking an antibiotic. So it's a very, very important to understand. Now, what brings it on? More than anything, it's the Standard American Diet. And the acronym for Standard American Diet is SAD, S-A-D, and it is. When you eat too much starch and eat too much sugar, you create an inflammatory state within the body, and that means also within the blood vessels, that cause the white blood cells to attack the lining of the blood vessels and take the LDL, which is some people call it bad cholesterol. It's not bad at all. You want good, healthy LDL. It's just when it's been inflamed and gets stuck to the side of the artery, especially when it gets combined with calcium, that it creates a little plaque there that can be very hard and needs something like olive oil and olive oil, fish oil, omega-3, black seed oil, things like that to soften it up and get rid of it. Also systemic enzymes. I may talk about that at the end. And then you need things like magnesium, good quality magnesium, like magnesium bisglycinate or glycinate, and lysine is a new one, and to relax the blood vessels. If you're deficient in magnesium, you start tightening up the blood vessels. Now, if you change your diet, if you go on a keto or a low-carb diet, first thing that happens on a really strict low-carb diet is in about 10 days out, you'll drop maybe 10 pounds, 15, 20 pounds of water weight. And that water weight is, a lot of it is excess water that's been in your blood vessels, not just in your, stored in your cells and your fat cells. It's excess water, well, not in the fat cells, but stored in the body. And when that washes out, it takes a lot of minerals with it, but the blood pressure comes down very fast. So I always tell people to be taking electrolytes because it's going to wash out the good minerals with the bad, but it's going to bring down the sodium levels and you're going to release a lot of water and your blood pressure is going to level out. And add magnesium and some other products on top of this Ultra Mito Restore, and I can do wonders. I had a guy that was 190 over 120 on blood pressure medicine and he hated it. It made him feel horrible. And they called me and I named about five things like CoQ10, D-ribose, cell food, and let's see, what else did I, magnesium. I put him on liquid magnesium. I figured the guy in a few weeks would start feeling better. He called me the next day and his blood pressure was normal. Now I got a product that's even more fantastic than if I would have had then, I would have put him on. So I want to go to a call with Roger, and we'll be right back after this break here. And I want you to hear Roger interview some of these people, really important interviews. I want you to really know what a stroke can do to you, what it feels like, and that's the first thing. But I have some very positive ones I want you to hear as well. So we'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of the individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This Robert Gene. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all that's packed into that product. But also the gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. I want you to make you aware of my website. You go to danshealthtalks.com. No apostrophe up there. You put an address bar. Takes you to the website. It does a lot for you. If you go to events, it'll take you to over 100 shows. I would just click on iHeartRadio and go right over there, and you keep clicking on, and you'll find more and more shows. But it also has my phone number and has my email address. So if you want to do nutritional counseling with me, that's how you find me, danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again. I have my friend Roger Hill, and he's going to be interviewing Roger Pugh. And Roger Pugh had a stroke, and I want you to know what it felt like. And because this is serious, folks, and I have to motivate you to make some changes. And I do nutritional counseling. I can help you. You can go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, and you can find how to contact me. You can also, it'll tell you where to find these shows. Podbean is the easiest, and that'll flash up, and you can click on there, and you can find a lot of shows right there. But if you want to talk to me about how, you know, your diet and changes and ways to do it and things to bring down your stress, I can help you with that. But let's hear what Roger Hill has found when he's talking to Roger Pugh. So I don't want to confuse you there, but two Rogers. Okay, Roger, let's go.
Tell me about the day that you had a stroke.
Well, Roger, I'll never forget that day. Morning, actually. Matter of fact, it was the day before I was going to get married, the night before. And as I was in bed, and all of a sudden I was going to get up, and my whole left side was dead, totally. And so didn't know, and maybe, you know, when you first wake up, a lot of times you have that tingling. Maybe your one of your limbs went numb based on circulation. Well, no, I knew right away that this is more than that. So we had to call the 911 and come in, and so then didn't really know exactly when it occurred. So they, I guess they had that thing, you take a shot, it would minimize the damage, but we didn't know what that was. And then come to find out, it was high blood pressure. The clot went to the brain on the left side, and my whole life changed at that time. And I'm up in the hospital, laying there, and not knowing I'm going to be a vegetable or this or that. And the lady I was going to marry, and eventually did, she had been a caretaker for 11 years on her. She's a widower, and the last 11 years, she's caretaking him. So I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I can't do this to her. And so I'm telling you, people need to really stop and think about and the impact of the blood pressure and letting the clots go through and all that. It is a critical thing. And so I wish I knew about Restore before, or I wish I'd had a little bit of more common sense and taking better care of myself. But no, I would not wish a stroke on my worst enemy. It's changed your life.
So, Roger, how high had your blood pressure been, and how long had it been high?
It was like 190 over like 110, I believe, was roughly what they were saying. Like, it's 12 years ago, and so it's been a while. But the doctor did say it was the blood pressure caused the stroke.
Right. And did you have any lingering effects from the stroke?
Oh, I still do. I got drop foot. I walk with a cane because my whole left side is dead. And so, and I've always been very, very active. I mean, there's nothing I can't do, right? And so pretty soon you find the limitations. The stroke is the worst thing you can have. Sometimes I look back, if I had my choice, I think I'd rather have had a heart attack, because at least maybe if you do live through that, you're not having the limitations that a stroke has. And so, yeah, it's still affecting me big time.
So what in parting would you have everybody, what would you say to anybody about high blood pressure and avoiding a stroke? The importance of that.
Oh, I mean, you can't put a measure on that. I mean, you're, you know, what's life? Because once you have a stroke, you are not the same person. Okay, you're not the limitations, the things that you do, and you're sitting watching other people do these things, and even psychologically, it's has a major impact on you. Because again, you know, I used to be able to do that. I mean, you sometimes you have dreams about being able to walk right, or you know, like I said, I used to be, and I still am active to my limitations now that I'm finally starting to take care of myself. But no, your whole life, but no, it's horrible.
All right. Thank you for sharing, Roger.
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
It's very interesting what Roger Hill was able to get Roger Pugh to explain about what it's like living with a stroke. I'm here, folks, to try to save you from ever having a stroke in the first place or a heart attack. If I can do it and get to you early enough to really help you turn that around and clear up your blood vessels and all that. Remember, if you go to danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com, and you'll find out at the bottom of the front page how to contact me. If you want nutritional counseling, we want to get up a program for you to really help you in changing diet and different things. But also, you can find all the podcasts that we've done. It'll click you right over to Podbean and to iHeart and different places. But let's hear what Roger has to say about when he interviews Mr. Gibson, because he dealt with a heart attack. And I want to go right to that.
Okay, James. So you had a heart attack. I want you to help everybody understand what that's like. So tell me what was going on leading up to that heart attack, and then tell me exactly how you felt when it happened.
My chest was hurting a lot. And I told my wife that it was hurting so much that she told me we had to go to the hospital. And when getting there at the hospital at that time, the doctor said five of my arteries was closed, and I only had eight, so it's good that I got there when I did.
So you have eight arteries in your heart, and five were closed.
Yeah. I got there, and they started working on it right away. They cut my chest open and went in there and put some new veins in my heart. They took veins out of my legs, put them in my heart. That was 08.
Okay, so James, surely you were going to the doctor at some point during that process. What was the doctor telling you?
The doctor was telling me that I was having acid reflux, types of colds and stuff like that.
All right, so you having all this chronic indigestion, he thought it was acid reflux, told you to take Tums.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was just seemed like I was having indigestion or something, you know. But this particular day, it just got worse and worse.
How long a period before you actually had the heart attack did you have the indigestion?
Looked like it'd been over a year or so.
All right, so you had some warning signs. You just didn't associate it with the fact that you were heading for a heart attack.
No.
Okay. What was the state of your health? I mean, how were you doing otherwise? Were you overweight? Did you have high blood pressure? Were you dealing with blood sugar issues? What was the state of your health?
I guess I thought it was okay, but after I got in the hospital, I found out all those heart blood pressure and overweight was a factor.
You didn't think that you were unhealthy enough to have a heart attack, but it turned out that way. Is that right?
Yes.
Obviously so. So what advice would you give anybody, James, about taking care of the heart?
One of the main things I think I should do is more exercise.
Okay.
And then I take the Restore also.
All right. How's that heart been doing since you've been on Restore?
It's been doing well, very well.
Okay, James. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you, Roger. I'm really glad that James is doing much better, and I know the Restore for a lot of people has just turned things around, sometimes quickly and sometimes it takes a while, and there's different reasons that it doesn't always happen real quick. Sometimes just calming the adrenal gland down and letting the blood vessels relax can make a world of difference, but other times it takes a while for the vessels become more flexible and are more oxygen brought to the heart, and then actually the arteries have muscle there that also needs the mitochondria energy working. So there's a number of different things going on. The enzymes and the oils that help keep the blood vessels smooth. Now, I'm glad James is doing better, but I have one here with my friend Dale Bonet. Roger interviewed him about how his daughter's doing. So let's hear what that sounds like.
So Dale, tell us about how your daughter's been doing. She's had some high blood pressure issues as well.
Roger, she's doing phenomenal. It's had a major impact. My daughter, last summer, we fought, starting Memorial Day, we spent the entire summer fighting blood pressure of 180 to 220. 220, I mean, you call a nurse and say, hey, my daughter's blood pressure is 220. And when the nurse screams and says, get her in here, you know it's bad. And so she spent some time in the hospital, and Restore version 3 has brought her blood pressure back down. She takes it 3 times a day to monitor it. She's back down to 120 on a regular basis, 120, 130. There's no high blood pressure. And in fact, she came off of 2 medications. She's down to 1 medication. And that's only attributable. Remember, we spent months and medications trying to get it under control. Only Restore 3 brought it under control. So very powerful. And has helped us in a big, big way. That's scary when it's 220.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dale, for sharing that with us. It's glad to know that your daughter is doing much better, and that there's just natural solutions out there for us. I'm not trying to take away from what your doctor's doing, not at all. I want you to work with your doctor, but as your blood pressure and things improve, you may get where you need less and less medicine. And so I want you to hear what Sandra Marl, Roger interviewed her, and so we keep giving you these case studies so you can get an idea how powerful natural things can be. So let's see what Sandra had to say.
Sandra, 2 questions. What was your blood pressure before you got on Restore Rejuvenate? Question number 1.
Typically, Roger, my blood pressure before Restore was in the top number was 140s, as sometimes as high as in the 150s.
Okay. What was it today? 2nd question.
Today, my median reading, I took 4 readings. The median was 121 over 74, and my lowest reading was 117 over 70.
Outstanding. Thank you for that, Sandra.
Thank you, Roger.
Roger, thank you for bringing this, Sandra. It's good that people, in some cases, they're very quick in the results they get. And sometimes it takes a while. And sometimes people go, I don't see anything. Then after a month or two, they go, wow, things have changed. I really feel much better. So stick with it. And then I'm going to go to a break here, folks, and I'm going to come back and talk to you a little bit more about things you can do to improve your health and avoid a heart attack, avoid a stroke, avoid going blind and all the different things that go with heart disease. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of the individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Gene. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skillstochange.com.
Write this number down, 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all that's packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products. And he has one for the prostate. And I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time. I mean, way too much. And didn't really show that high a PSA, but I nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening. And boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again, if you're just tuning in. Now, I want to talk to you about some of the other elements about avoiding heart disease. First of all, I already told you, eating a low-carb diet with good vegetables that are non-starchy vegetables. There's a lot of good ones. In fact, for some of you, you might want to look up FODMAP. I'm a map, FODMAP. I may do some shows on this. F-O-D-M-A-P-S. And these are foods that are easier for the body to digest. And it can, you can lose weight with it, but it's also for irritable bowel and SIBO, S-I-B-O, which is small cell infectious bacteria overgrowth, which can bloat the stomach up. And I know firsthand what that can like. You can actually get it by taking too much probiotics, believe it or not. Get too much of a good thing. And so that, if you have gut problems, you might want to look at that. But definitely look at a keto or a low-carb diet if you're dealing with high blood pressure. And if you want to lose some weight, that's as good as well. But a lot of good oils, and avoid the bad oils. The good oils are things like avocado, olive oil, olive leaf, which we have in Restore, and black seed oil, omega-3 oil. I take, 3,000 or 4,000 of EPA, DHA every day. Very, very important. In fact, I think UCLA in 2007 showed that they could put the brakes on Alzheimer's with 2,000 milligrams or IUs of EPA and DHA if they caught it early enough. And by the way, Alzheimer's shows up in the brain where the circulation breaks down. When they do autopsies, they can see that the vascularity in certain areas of the brain had broken down, and that's where the neurons had also broken down. So the heart disease in the brain comes before the Alzheimer's. Keep that in mind, folks. So we're talking about a lot of different things affected by your circulation. Now, on top of taking a product like Restore, which is going to make your arteries healthier, your lining of your arteries release a gas called nitric oxide. It sounds like nitrous oxide, like laughing gas, but it's slightly different and different in an important way. It causes the arteries to relax, and it causes nutrients to move out of the blood and into the cells where they can be burnt as energy. Bodybuilders and athletes take it. When you're training, I started taking it many years ago because it makes it much easier to put on muscle. The protein moves into the cells, fats move into the mitochondria to be burnt, and when you're working out, you get this really good pump. You can really tell you're doing it. And by the way, it's what Viagra was developed. They first found out that arginine would help clear up the blood vessels. This back, I think it was USC, was doing research. I'm not sure when. I'm thinking in the 70s, and they found out that people with plaque, when they're doing a lot of nitric oxide, clear it up. I used to have a product I talked about years ago, and people would tell me that they went to Advanced Body Scan here in Oklahoma City, where they can get a real accurate picture of your blood vessels, especially your heart, and know whether you have a calcium buildup. They get a calcium reading. And if you have one in what's called the Widowmaker, which runs right down the front of the heart, if that's starting to fill up with calcium, you got to get bypass surgery quick. because that Widowmaker is called Widowmaker because that's what it does. It kills you and leaves a lot of women with out a husband. But, of course, it can happen with women as well. Well, the guy told me he did have a high level. He was taking this product that I used to talk about, and it and after he went back and got another 6 months later, and it showed he had no calcium buildup in there. So it's very important, something I take every day. I take two different combinations. If you go down to a health food store and look in the sports area, you'll find citrulline and arginine and some of these others, and it may say NO, which is for nitric oxide, on it, or it may just be part of the combination. Now, some of these put a lot of caffeine in there. Avoid that. That's for young guys that are going to the gym and want to be wide awake in the morning to really work out hard. Avoid the caffeine ones, but look for the ones that have that. But as you get older, your arteries don't release it like it does for a younger person. It may not release it at all. So what's the solution? Well, one of the solutions is beet powder. Beet powder actually produces a kind of nitrate that breaks down into nitric oxide. So if you have an older person whose blood vessels won't produce nitric oxide, beet powder will. And you want one that's low in sugar. Sometimes they have to be fermented. And I take both. I take the arginine citrulline product. Sometimes just citrulline. I like citrulline better than I do arginine. I can tell it better. But and then I'll take a beet powder mixed into some other things that I take. And because that beet powder is going to last longer in my body, so is citrulline. Arginine stimulation only lasts for a short time, but citrulline can last for a number of hours. So, or sertraline. It actually comes from the rind of watermelons. Very, very important. So that's going to help with your blood vessels. Other things going to help with your blood pressure is magnesium. And I talked about that earlier. There's a lot of different forms of magnesium. Magnesium malate relaxes the muscles. It would also help with blood vessels. But I like magnesium glycinate, and or glycinate, either one. It's glycerin bound to the magnesium, so it goes to where to certain, it's chelated to go where it needs to go. And it works very, very well. There's a thionate that works on the brain. And I like that as well. It will help you sleep and help produce neurons. But magnesium, bisglycinate, and glycinate, and sometimes they mix it with lysine, glycinate. They have those combinations. Very, very good. And you want to take, if you have high blood pressure, you probably want to take at least 800 milligrams a day, maybe more. And it will go do wonders in relaxing your blood vessels. Now, there's so many nutrients like hawthorn berry. I take a couple of those every day. Very inexpensive nutrient that brings oxygen to the heart. I take CoQ10. I take Dr. McDay's Daily Assured Nutrition, very high in the good forms of CoQ10, very high in the good forms of magnesium, all the things that I need. So that's one way of doing it, is take Daily Assured Nutrition. But you can break it out and take it individually. Also, controlling your blood sugar is so important. So things like cinnamon, alpha lipoic acid, 600 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid, or 1200 even, very good for people that have neuropathy, also very helpful for the eyes. It helps heal the nerves as well as bringing, handle the blood sugar, moving the blood sugar into where it needs to be burned instead of circulating in the blood. So I really like alpha lipoic acid and cinnamon. Sometimes I would suggest for a person if they've had a problem, on top of taking the Ultra Minor Restore, I would take Colostrum 6 by Immune Tree. Colostrum 6 is going to give you the growth factors you need to make the heart stronger. So you got two different ways you're making the heart stronger, and it's going to do some other things and help the immune system's going to work better. And if your immune system, again, is inflamed, it's going to cause plaque buildup in the arteries. And stress is also going to do it. Now, when you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, you'll find a deal that says Alpha Cycle. That means Alpha Brainwave Cycle. It's a little thing I made for myself and used to teach a program in years ago. It takes you about 15 minutes. And it will listen to it once or twice a day. And after a little while, it'll just put you in a deep, relaxed state. And you'll really like it. And it helped lower your stress levels so important for anyone that's dealing with high blood pressure. So take advantage of that. Listen to the other shows. There's other things that are so important. And if you have an infection, especially if your gums are infected, that can really bring on problems because it's a direct line into the blood vessels. So you need to switch with things like juice of oregano or the oregano oil. Those can be very helpful. Or take the microblast and swish it around your, not microblast, take the Ultraminer Restore, swish it around your mouth before you swallow it. You can actually even take the Rejuvenate Gel, the aloe vera gel, and rub it around on your gums. And that helps keep the gums very, very healthy. The colostrum 6 also has been shown to strengthen the bones. The dentists are going, wow, the bones have gotten denser, which is unheard of. So it's a very, very good product. These are a lot of things I'm throwing out to you. Here in Oklahoma City, you can go over to Mega Health at 2427 North Council or Meridian Nutrition at 1321 North Meridian or Dotson's in Norman at 36 in Robinson. You can find the things I'm talking about. But you can go online. You can find these things all over. I just want to help you as much as I can. Now, I'm going to talk about exercise. I'm going to be back in just a few minutes because exercise is a very, very important factor in what we're doing here, along with diet and supplementation. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always lurks. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
Write this number down. 405-627-1964. 405-627-1964. That's for Dr. Larry McDay. You've heard me interviewing about his Super Dan, which is Daily Assured Nutrition. I tell you, folks, that is a one heck of a bargain. You would have to spend five times as much to get all this packed into that product. But also the Gastro product is phenomenal. Take advantage of it, folks. You'll love it. Call 405-627-1964. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. Dr. Dan Soloway. And I told you on the other side of the break that I was wanting to talk to you about exercise. Now, you got to realize that was a big part of my life growing up, where my buddies were thinking about in terms of when you're 14, 15 years old, you want to drive, and they're dreaming about having a fancy car or a hot rod. I was building exercise equipment. We had a family pipe and steel company and a fabrication shop, and I would design exercise equipment. I'm talking about 1964. Lifting weights was actually considered sort of freakies. These big weightlifters, they're considered bizarre. Now it's common day. And high school kids are bigger than what they were back then because now they know how to train and they know how nutrition works. And so I ended up being the weightlifting coach for my high school. I was the only one in town that really studied it and knew how to do it. And so the high school football team, my fellow players, went to the coaches and say, "We have Dan help us lift weights and tell us what to do." And I would do that and write out what to eat and everything to help them put on muscle. Well, years later, I invented the hydrotone equipment. Hydrotone is done in water. Water is a perfect anti-inertial environment. In other words, the faster you try to move it through it, the harder it is to move. I designed equipment over a period of years that amplified the resistance of the water no matter what direction you moved. That is what I invented. So I have boots for the legs. If I do karate kicks, runs, whatever I do, circles, whatever, it works my lower body, and I have bells for the upper body. Had a lot of other patents on a wide variety of designs as well, but these are the two mains that went to market that I've been teaching classes in. Really started doing research on it in, around 1980, and when I first got my first patent. But we did research with hospitals, with physical therapy, and as well as with pro teams and all that. Reason I'm telling you this, water itself, when your rib cage is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. If you can do nothing but get in water in, with chest deep and do water aerobics, if you don't have my exercise equipment, you don't have Hydrotone, I don't sell it, hadn't owned the company since 1993 or so, 92. And so I don't, there's no money for me to make off of it. I still love it. They still sell, they're selling the bells again, and they may be selling the boots soon. But it's allowed me to work out hard. I'll be 72 tomorrow. And well, happy birthday to me, by the way. So anyway, I won't break into happy birthday to me song, but it allowed me to build muscle because it doesn't hurt the joints. I can go real, real hard, which is a secret, without doing that. But more importantly, what we showed at Miami University at Human Performance Laboratory, they took Nautilus circuit training, and then they took Hydrotone circuit training. Nautilus actually lost a little bit in cardiovascular fitness. They didn't gain any anyway. We had a 25% improvement at treadmill test in 10 weeks. That's unheard of. But my cousin went out there and worked them out really hard. So that what you gain in water really transfers. Now, there's a lot of different exercises you can do. Walking is fantastic, just getting a good walking program. But once you get used to walking, you got to challenge yourself a little bit. You want to walk a block real fast and then ease off for a block, and then walk another block real fast. You may do the first half mile easy and then start doing this scattered where fast, slow, fast, slow. Same thing with the bicycle. You can get a stationary bike and do that. But or you can get a treadmill at home. I so wish I would have gotten a treadmill before we got locked down with coronavirus. I would have loved to have one at the house. I used to have one, and I need to get one again. But you can do it with a treadmill. There's elliptical, so many different ways to exercise now. But water, the people that live the longest, over runners, bicyclists, and everything, are the swimmers. And I believe it's because the diver's reflex. Doesn't happen when the stomach and is underwater. Only when your rib cage is underwater. Then there's a reflex that causes you to pump 10 to 20% more blood back to the heart. It's called venous return to the heart. It triggers the body to pump more efficiently. And so if I'm working out of land and my heart beats 140, 150, in water, it may be only 110, but I'm pumping just as much blood. The other thing is in a cool swimming pool, the work you're doing is directly involved with the muscles and the heart. If you're working on land, a lot of the blood flow is bringing blood to the surface to cool you down through sweat to get that away. Well, if you're in cool water, it does that for you. And so you're not using the energy for sweating, you're using the energy for working out. So my suggestion is, go swim. And if you can, get a hold of my Hydrotone equipment. I think the company is Aqua Revolution or Hydro Revolution. Call Hydro Revolution. And they have a lot of different tools that you can use. Now, you wouldn't think that working out water could be as intense. I worked the Dallas Cowboys, their trainers, some of them. I worked with the 49ers. I worked with Bo Jackson, with Herschel Walker, I didn't train Mike Tyson, but they trained him there at the Las Vegas Sports Club. I wish I would have been there. The lady that trained him, a friend of mine, Tamara McDonald, or McDonald was her name at the time, she said that he asked her to go easy on her next time. But it can be just as hard as you want to make it, or it can be very easy. I can take a 90-year-old woman that has to be helped into the water, and she can do the same exercise some guy that can bench press 500 pounds. The difference is the guy that can bench press 500 pounds is moving a little bit faster. Might not even be twice as fast. So if I do a movement, it takes, let's say, 3 foot distance, and it takes two seconds to cover that distance. I'm just using that number. It's 10 pounds of resistance. If I do it in half a time, it's 160 pounds of distance. If I do it in, not half a time, if I do it in 25% of the time. If I do it in 20% of the time, it's 250 pounds. So I can take the strongest people in the world, and they will find it very intense. In fact, Randy White said that to me. At the time, he was the strongest person in the NFL, how hard it was. But again, we've worked people that are in wheelchairs, and they lowered him into a special seat. And these paraplegics, quadriplegics, they would tie their hands with this mint to the bells, and they could work out really well and get results they'd never seen before. So it's a fantastic system, but just swimming is, or just water walking. Get in the water and walk. And this is summertime when I'm saying this, so take advantage of this. You need exercise. Your heart has to be challenged. But you can get little programs at home. I do what Dr. McCullough put out called a nitric oxide flush. And it's 21 squats. It sort of looks like a side straddle hop, but my feet don't jump. I bring my hands above my head. I bring my hands in front, like I'm bringing one hand up and down real fast. And then I bring my hands straight up again. In front, and you do this cycle three times, it helps the body release nitric oxide. Very, very effective. And it's a good thing to do. The squats, I think, the most important part. But doing those three cycles a couple times a day can really help you a lot. Yoga is very good, but mainly because it releases stress. That's why I want you to listen to the Alpha Cycle. I want you to, when you stretch, it actually signals the brain to relax, and to relax the muscles as well as the brain. And so very important. And my friend Robert Jean, if you listen to that and work with his program, some of the reasons you have heart problems is because underlying stress and anxiety that's working on you. And he'll show you how to go get rid of it. If you go to Robert at skillstochange.com, Robert at skillstochange.com, but learn to master that. It's not hard. And you get rid of that. Oh, and one thing I almost forgot to tell you folks, the reason I talk about Invigorous, if you don't get a good night's sleep, it brings on stroke, heart disease, diabetes, all these different things. So Invigorous, you may need some melatonin as well and magnesium, but get your sleep. Very, very important. It could kill you if you didn't get good sleep. Folks, we'll be back next week. I really want you to live long and live healthy. And I thank you for being with us. Hope you had a great holiday this week.